So they called Shyamala Devi. Shyamala is Suhrid Sakhi. You remember Suhrid Sakhi?
Who is he?
Older.
Huh?
Equal.
There's four kinds. Paksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhrid. Here Suhrid. Not Usapaksha, but not Vipaksha. Not friend of Vipaksha, but friend of Swapaksha. It is called Suhrid Paksha. No? They can talk everything easily and hardly. So Shyamala came. She came to take bath. No? What is water there? There is Srimati Radhika is pond. Sarovar, and his bhavs are water, and he wants to take bath in that water, not in any Jamunas or any water. She had come to take bath. Now he has come nearer to this Sarani. Sarani means that Kunda, Sarovar. Sarovar is Srimati Radhika. She came to hear the happens what last night took place and how Srimati Radhika met to Krishna. When she came, Srimati Radhika was so much pleased and went forward and embraced Shyamala. Oh Shyamala, today is good morning. Suprabhat. Suprabhat, you know?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why good morning? Good morning is no pranam. Good morning today. Why? Because I have seen you. I was so much sorry. I was in birah.
Separation
mood was in me. Now I have seen you and I am feeling so much better. So today is good, this morning is so good. Suprabhata. But I am in wonder that I have a tree, Prem Kalpataru. Tree. And tree is Prem, Krishna Prem. Tree is growing on. The lips of trees and branches are also growing on. The tree is so much green, so beautiful, everything, but no fruit. Today is good morning because you have come. And I am thinking that this morning is so good because I have seen you and by the effect my tree Prem will give any fruit. I was waiting for you. Now I am hope that this tree will first have flowers, very good flowers, and from flowers the fruit will come. Shyamala told that I am thinking that you are telling so, but fact is not there. No? I am seeing that the tree has grown in its fullest form. And it is full of very scented flowers. No? And very sweet and golden type of flowers, fruits have come out. And these fruits are in ripen it stays. And I am saying that you are always taking these fruits and always you are testing. And by testing so much, always you have something
cut.
By when mango is taken, the first rush of mango
bitter
and gives something ghao means
scar,
stain.
Eh?
Sore.
I am saying that by taking the juice of that rush is the effect of that, so much things have been done. I am saying samples. Sample is right?
Symptoms.
And I am saying also that the red color of that fruits have come on your eyes, reddish. Why reddish? Whole night perhaps you have taken the taste of that fruit and so all things have been come on our eyes. I also see that the juice of that fruit, by taking so much, it drops have come upon here. No? I'm seeing everything that rush has come, and your clothes, your everything has so much symbols of all this taking rush. But yet you are telling that I have not, my trees has no fruit. But I am saying that you are taking always and testing always that fruit. But you are seeing, Srimati Radhika told that, O Sakhi, don't disturb me and give pain to me, my heart. I don't know taste and I have not seen that fruit, but you cannot tell a lie, no? You cannot tell a lie. As if in Barsha Ritu, in rainy season, whole atmosphere is covered with black clouds. No? Black clouds. Rain is dropping somewhat. No? And no trace of Chandra is there. No? Almost all dark, completely dark. No? In the same time, when bijli means?
Lightning
flashes.
Thunderbolt comes and goes like any second vanishes. Then our eyes becomes
blind.
And at that time we cannot see anything. And after that so dark comes. They feel more darkness than first. If darkness and darkness is there, we can see something. But disturbed by thunderbolt, our eyes are disturbed and we cannot see anything. So, as if for a moment, as if thunderbolt has been seen, so I have seen only for Krishna, so very lean and thin, no? It means as if there is fire, no? And if one drop of ghee is given like this, no? What becomes? Goes immediately and it increases the fire. So that darshan of Krishna, that seeing of Krishna, darshan of Krishna, made me more and more unhappy. Vipralamba bhava was there. Oh, you have not seen. You are going? Ja. Parikrama ho gaya? Kuch khaya? Tumhari mata ji bhi ja rahi hain?
Nahi,
maa ji. Rahengi? To jao. Kiske saath jayegi?
Kaun ja raha hai niche? Mathura ja rahe maa ji. Kaun hi do teen din
hai? Wo ja rahe hain? To jao.
Chandan wale to ja rahe
hain. Theek hai, jao. What saying?
That darshan has made my unhappiness increase.
I have no taste, I have nothing. I don't remember anything like that andhakar after thunderbolt. The andhakar means
darkness
comes. I am tasting only knowing that darkness. She told that, Shyamala told, that, I am understanding something. When anyone takes, he is very thirsty and takes water, he don't realize the taste of water, only drinking and drinking up to full satisfaction. No? No tendency to taste it, only to quench his thirst. If anyone asks that, what is the taste of water? Oh, I have not seen towards that. I only took water. So you have taken water, rush, but you have not tested, you are telling. Then again you will have to Shyam Guru. And you should read again to taste, not to take, not to meet, but to taste you should. Understanding? In Siksha, there is practical and
theoretical,
both not at a time. The theoretical you have taken, but
practical, yeah.
Your practical you have taken, but not theoretical, in bhavana. Now you should learn again, go again next day and again learn it. Then Srimati Radhika told, I am of weak mind, and I fear that black person. I don't want to make him guru. I am not able to read from him, but I am seeing that you are so much qualified, and your mind is so much grown, and really you can understand practically and theoretically. That I cannot do. So I think it will be better that you should go and learn and then tell to me. I fear him, so I will not go. So all things are hearing who? Tulasi or Rupmanjari are there, Lalita Vishakha, they are hearing and testing more than what Srimati is testing. Being Manjari, they are testing everything. They are only drinking it by their ears. After that, Madhurika and Shyamala, Shyamala embraced Srimati Radhika, Sakhi, if there is no fruit, but I see that it is full of, your tree is full of fruits, and if not, then I see that certainly very in few moments or few days you will also see that there are so much full of fruits, very beautiful and sweet fruits are there. So laughing and embracing, she went away. Then they were ready. So here after that, prakshalya pada kamalam krita danta kashtam snanarthama vasadanam bhavatim nivishta. They had brought water from Radha Kunda, Manishi Ganga and Jamuna. They have scented it and artha mane ye mitti
sweet
soil and everything mixed, and they took Srimati Radhika on the plate, sitting place. They untied the thick dress of Srimati Radhika. Very thin,
fine cloth,
white cloth, and in simple manner they gave to Srimati Radhika. And they gave Dantamanjan, and they took very sugandhit, fragrant toila,
oil.
And they gave it on the head of Srimati Radhika and to all bodies of Radhika. Any sakhi cannot do this. Lalita Vishakha will not do this. No? The in entire body they give tail. And in a so manner, in a so mood, that Srimati Radhika thought that Krishna is doing so. In a so much. They know how Krishna messes, and they have learned to message from Krishna. So they are doing all this seva. And Srimati, and at that time they are talking only of Krishna and all these things. Same time, Dhanishta sent any sakhi to Srimati Radhika, and she is telling at the same time when all was given that Krishna came from Nishanta Leela, and he was sleeping. At the same time, sun was ready to rise up. Jashoda Devi with Purnima went to Krishna, and they were waking Krishna. Oh Lal, utho. And she doing so, this Krishna was lying on the bed, and Jashoda gave her this kya ghutni?
Elbow
across Krishna. No? This right, and by left hand she took the head of the crest, and she kissed Krishna. No? Oh Lal, and calling Krishna, cows are waiting for you, your friends are waiting with you, and you are now sleeping, She at once saw some marks on the mouth of Krishna.
Samskar.
Oh, these lads, lads mean?
Boys.
Boys mean? Naughty boys. Are so chanchal.
Restless.
That they do like this in the wrestling. Perhaps the cows are moving towards Kunj. And Krishna runs and they don't go. And the thorns do like this. At the same moment, Madhu Mangal came. Oh Sakha, oh Kanaiya, he comes. Who is telling that Sakhi, which is coming from Dhanishta, and seeing all these things, telling to all gopis. Gopis are enjoying all these things. She is telling that when she saw and was thinking how these scratches come, at once Madhu Mangal came. I know he is playing with Sakhi. Sakhi, there are two meanings of Sakhi. Sakha in Sanskrit word, the word is Sakhi.
Male friend and female friend both.
Both. Yashoda thought that he is telling of Sakhi means Sakha. And Krishna is at the same mood. Krishna is to Madhu Mangal. And our Madhu Mangal is telling, I will disclose everything. So they are seeing all these things. After that, Krishna wakened and he was alert. If Madhu Mangal tells everything, it will be so fact of same. He told like this, I will give laddu. Don't disclose. And if you tell,
I shall beat you.
I'll beat you. Madhu Mangal began to laugh. And she hide that fact. After that, Krishna took water from his friends and Yashoda Maiya Rohini Devi, washed his mouth and drank something, Makhan Misri took, and went to Godohan. And here Sakhis are making washing and all doing all these things. What in is Abhyajya Gandha Tarai Riha Taila Purai. That is, Sakhis are hearing these facts and they are taking bath in that Harikatha, Krishna Katha, and they are making ready Srimati Radhika for all these things. Taila Purai Udabartha Ishyati. Oh, there will chance, any time the chance will come that we will serve Srimati Radhika in so manner. This is the prayer of Tulsi Mandir. This is Bhav Mai Seva. This is called Bhav Mai Seva. We should not do and enter now in unqualified stage. We can hear and we can pray to our Gurudev Vaishnavas, Krishna and his associations. That we are always telling that there are two kinds of gopis, persons, devotees, mane sadhak. Those who serve Krishna and those who serve, they want to serve Srimati Radhika. No? Here we should take the sangha of association of, not of Krishna sevak. No? Whether it is sajatiya, but roots sajati is a Radha Sevika Abhiman, those who have. This is Swajati Asnigdha Asa. This is also for Prashtai Rapi Asulabham. Prashtai means Narad Prabhiti. They want all these things, but they have not got yet. So, if a person has a grid like this, and Srimati Radhika and her associate, and especially of Tattat Bhava Ichchamayi Gopi, then we can advance in doing sadhan bhakti of Araganuga. That's today.
Do you know that Vrindakund?
Vrindakund.
Vrindakund?
Vrindakund.
Vrindakund.
Yeah.
Where?
Near Nandagram. You have ever seen that or heard of that?
I have not seen in any book or any sort. It may be in Vrindakund in Nandagram, but I have not.
You have seen Lalitakund.
Lalitakund. And all kunds are there.
Some
I will have to see whether there is. It may be.
So maybe sometime we can go. We will show you.
There are so many places where we have not gone. We have not.